call on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Savior, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My healer, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My lover, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. What an awesome name that we can call. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter the situation we find ourselves in, we can absolutely call on the name of Jesus, because in the name of Jesus there is power. Oh, God, there is power to think, to do right. There is power to act right. There is power to put the devil under subjection. There is power to make demons flee. In the name of Jesus, there is power to touch those that are sick and they recover and be healed. There is power to loose shackles and binds that may be binding of the people, God. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus, power to change environments and to shift the atmosphere, God. When we call on your son, Jesus' name, oh, God, your name has power. And so we thank you for a name that is awesome. A name, the God, that we can run in and find safety. We can find healing. We can find deliverance. We can find peace. We can find joy. God, at the name of Jesus, we can find renewal. God, we can find comfort. God, we can find joy that is unspeakable, God. Let our mouths, oh God, be filled with this day, God, with calling on the name of Jesus. He is the Holy One. He is the great I Am. He is a strong tower and a deliverer. He is, oh God, the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. And so, God, we thank you for sending your awesome son, Jesus. Because not only is he all of that, but he is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. Oh, God, he is the deliverer of our souls. And because of his sacrifice, hallelujah, we thank you, God, this morning. Because of his sacrifice, I have the ability this morning, God, to rise early in the morning to give your name glory, to give your name honor, and to give your name praise. I have the ability, because of his sacrifice, to flee from something, to reject sin, to rebuke sin in my life. I have the ability to reject anything that's unlike you because of the blood of Jesus. The blood washed me. The blood made me whole. The blood healed me. The blood touched my mind and changed my mind and turned my life around. The blood picked me up, God, and out of the muck and the miry, God. And the blood, it took me out of darkness into his marvelous light. His blood, God, it crowned me, oh God. It covered me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet and made me white as snow. When I was covered with crimson sin, God, I'm now no longer colored crimson, God, but my mind, my heart, my body, my soul is white as snow, God, because when I confess my sins and I confess that Jesus is Lord, he washed me clean, oh God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. It was all because of the sacrifice of Jesus, who came down 42 or something generations to be birthed by a woman, to come and walk on this earth just as we were. He came and was born in the flesh, but he was not all flesh, but he was all God and all man. Flesh wrapped him, oh God, but your spirit was within him, and God, you kept him and you sustained him. He walked, oh God, a sin-free life and showed us that there is a way.
and that he is the way, and that he is the truth and the life. He showed us that we can live in a sin, that we can live sin-free. And not only did that, he came so that he could be a lamb without spot or blemish. That means, God, he knew no sin. His body wasn't broken. He knew no carnality, God, but he was all God. He was all God and all man at the same time. And I thank you, God, that we have an example of how to live a holy and acceptable life because Jesus is our perfect example. And so we thank you for this day, Lord, for allowing us to see a brand new day. I declare often, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. So we rejoice because of the sacrifice of Jesus. I can rejoice in this day. I can walk in victory in this day. Oh, God, I can lift my head up in spite of any tribulations that may be around my life because Jesus, he paid it all, God. Thank you, God, today. As my mind, oh, God, wakes up, oh, God, to the understanding of the greatness of your sacrifice, Lord, this morning. God, I just want to say thank you, God, for doing it again just for me, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you died for me, God. You had me on your mind, and you died for me. You paid the price of my sins, and you allowed your son Jesus to take my place on Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He paid the price. He paid the price. For the wages of sin was death, and my life, well, God, is headed, was headed towards death in hell. But, God, I thank you that that was not the final story. Your word goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for the sacrifice, Lord. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you for making me over again and giving me a second chance. And not only, God, that you give me a second chance, but you've given me a third chance. You've given me a tenth chance. You've given me a 50th chance. You've given me a 100th chance. And, God, I probably can keep going on, but you've given me chances. God, you keep doing it over and over and over again because your mercies are new every single morning, God. I want to say thank you, God, because every day that you bless me to be able to see, God, is another day that I have a chance, God, to get it right with you. It's another opportunity, God, to submit to your will and to submit to your way. God, it's another chance, oh, God, to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Hallelujah. God, I want to say thank you. It was all because of the blood. It was all because of the sacrifice. It was all because of you, God, that I have another chance to say yes. So, God, no matter what may be ahead of us on this day, God, there is something to give you thanks for. Oh, God, for the air that we breathe. God, I want to say thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. God, I want to say thank you, God, for light and life more abundantly. God, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you have done. God, a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, I want to say thank you. Just for the little things, God. I don't have to beg for much. I don't have to ask for much. But, God, you know the desires of our hearts. God, you know the things that come our way. And I thank you, God, for being our strong tower, for being our rock. God, Sunday we talked about faith that works, God. And faith, John, James said, faith, God, that is at work, God, should become tested or will be tested. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Faith that works will be tested. In this life we shall have tribulations. But God, James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation or many temptations. Oh God, for it will work out for our good. It will allow us to grow patient in him. And God, it will grow us in maturity, God, and make us stronger in you. Thank you, God, for my life today. God, everything is not on a bed of roses, God. I most definitely need more financial resources, God, to take care of some of the things, God, that is on my plate and on my that's on the horizon, God. But, God, I know that my God shall supply all my needs, God. And I know that's not my only testimony because others, God, God, have the same petition, God. We're in need, oh God, of a financial breakthrough, God. We are in need of peace in our home, God. We are in need of deliverance, oh God, in our lives. And God, the awesome thing is that we can come to one source to find a solution to every single one of our problems. We don't have to go to any friends. We don't have to go to my parents. God, we don't have to go to loved ones. We don't have to go to our coworkers. But, God, we can look to you, and you'll supply the needs. But help us and remind us that we must seek you first, God, your kingdom and your righteousness. And then, God, you'll add all these things unto us. And, again, that's all because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And so we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time and opportunity to bind ourselves together. Now, Father, we want you to honor our consecration on this day, as this is our day of fasting, as we submit ourselves to you. Because these kinds, and we have many of these kinds in our lives, they only come by fasting and praying. And so, God, help us to commit ourselves to fasting and praying and feeding ourselves at your word, so that our faith may be at work, and that we may trust your word, and that we may apply your word, and that we may not be hearers only, but that we may be doers of your word as well. Touch us today. Encourage us today. Strengthen us today. And bless us on this day. For this is the day that you have made. God, we rejoice, and we're glad that you are our God. We bless your name even now. In Jesus' name, amen. For your hearing, I want to read a scripture that I read on Sunday, just to reemphasize the power of the scripture that we read on Sunday, the word that we went through on Sunday. Our faith must be at work. And in James chapter 1, verse 2, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Verse 3, "knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." It works patience in us. Verse 4, "but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Whatever you may be going through on this day, let God have his way. Submit to his will. Submit to his way. Make your petitions known. And trust that God hears you, and that he knows what you need, and that he can answer every single one of your prayers. That he can answer your call, the faintest cry, the weirdest cry. Thank God that the Spirit makes moanings and groanings, and takes our moanings and our groanings, and makes intercessions before or for us to God. We have all of these great tools to trust God, and for God to keep us and to strengthen us. I want to encourage you today, trust God. And watch God work all things out for your good. May God bless you, and may heaven shine upon you on this day. Bye-bye. Mom.